Weekday Earth 101. That music is money, honey. And so is David Cassidy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay! It's so good to be back here and see all you guys. And Lisa, of course, found a way to get away from me.
Yes, well, she knows that. You're going to be all over her if she's in here.
That's true. I have to admit it.
Last time you were in here with your brother.
I was. My brother Patrick. We had Ruin the Rockets. Man, was that fun.
Yeah.
Oh, we had the best time. It was probably... I did Blood Brothers on Broadway with Sean back in 93, 4, 5, and it was a magnificent show and a great play and a fantastic opportunity to go back to Broadway. And the first time my brother, any of them, and I had worked together. And because of the context of Blood Brothers itself as a piece, it was just amazing. And I have to say, probably Ruby and the Rockets, I had more fun doing that.
That was a great show.
Oh, man. Yeah. It had our financial situation been different.
Yes.
Because ABC families, they
cheap?
I did not say that.
Hang on a minute. It was too expensive to produce.
Yes, it was.
Thank you.
And
see, that's what I knew. Because it was such a great show, why else would that show go away?
And our ratings were good, and we improved on our leading, but... They could do an hour worth of television for what they were doing our show for a half hour.
Yeah, and well, with that's music, how it
was actually even more expensive than that.
Yeah.
So, but just to have had the experience of working together, and it touched, I can't believe how many people saw it and went, God, I love that show.
It was a great show.
Thank you.
It was a very good show. It's 8:05 now at K-Earth 101, and David is here, and let me ask you about this story.
Yes.
I saw you tell the story the other day. It's a great story. The shocking story. It's Tabloid Thursday, so I have to say.
Yes, I know it is.
The shocking, devastating story of the day that David Cassidy showed up on the set of The Partridge Family and discovered...
Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones, his stepmother. And you did not know that each other were...
Well, she was cast. I had done five or six auditions, starting with the casting director, then for the producer... line producer, and then the executive producer, so then the studio, and then for the network. And it got, you know, they keep narrowing it down, and it got down to two different groups. And we, at that time, actually did real screen tests.
Right.
So they go in and shoot a screen test on a set, and it's before the show is actually cast. So... this had process had been going on, and I had been doing, I had done Marcus Welby, Mod Squad, Ironsides, Bonanza, all of that. And I hadn't really spoken to Shirley. I mean, she and my dad were living elsewhere. I was living on my own.
Yes.
How old
were you at that time?
I was 19.
Okay.
And I was really starting to roll, paying my own rent by working only solely as an actor.
Sure, yeah.
Which... As we, most people out there, because 95% of you out there listening are in show business, it's difficult not to take a job as a waiter or as a bartender or any other job.
So you were making it.
I was making it on my own. And, you know, I was getting minimum, which I was happy to get. It didn't matter.
Sure.
I just wanted to work.
So
I had already done a Broadway show. I had tested for a movie. And I was on my way, you know.
So now here comes this. It's sort of, it was supposed to be this sort of the story of the cow sills.
More it was taken from that but it was a half hour.
Yeah.
And it was a musical canvas, but... Really what it was a half-hour situation comedy, which had music.
So you have no idea what's going on when you show up that
I don't.
Day.
I walk onto the soundstage at Columbia Pictures, and I'm there to meet whomever from, you know, the assistant director, someone, to tell me where they'll put me in my little cubicle.
Yes.
Waiting to go and do the scene that I've done five or six different times. And the process, it's going, you go through the big hoop, then it gets smaller and smaller.
Right, right.
And the last one's on fire. So I'm about to jump through the hoop with fire.
Yes.
And as I walk on the soundstage, they have these old,
fire.
They leave these little tables where they had these phones, which are from 1940 or something.
Right.
And I see this lady across the soundstage, looks very familiar, blonde hair, beautiful. You know, 30s, and I go, who could... does that... No, I can't be. And as I'm walking towards her, she's on the phone. She looks up, and her face... mouth drops.
Right.
The phone drops. What are you doing here?
Right.
What are you doing here? And we looked at each other and went, oh no, should we tell them? Because understand this.
They weren't aware.
They weren't aware. My father.
Oh my God.
No, she was old enough, but I'd never been photographed with her.
Wow.
No one knew. My dad and she had Sean Patrick and Ryan.
You're right.
I was with my mom, and my stepfather was a very successful director, is.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Silverstein. He won the Directors Guild Award for Cat Ballou, and
wow.
He did A Man Called Horse.
So did you ever tell them before they started production on the show?
Yes. Well, we had a little conversation pretty quickly. Yeah. She got cast the night before, as oftentimes happens, and particularly in those days, they would cast you on the morning of.
Wow.
Can you be there by noon?
Wow.
Insane.
Wow.
Anyway, she got cast as the mom, who was not originally written as the character's name, Shirley.
Right.
It was written as Connie.
Right.
So Connie became Shirley.
Oh, that's great, man.
And it was an amazing day.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. I had already gotten to be, because we had done so many auditions, I had met Susan Day.
Yeah.
I had not met, thank God, Danny Bonaduce.
Oh!
No. I did his radio show last week.
That's great.
We are going to, for the very first time, on, I think it's October 22nd or 3rd.
Going to do something together again?
He's going to open for me.
Oh,
and
great.
I challenged him. This is right outside Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia area,
right,
where he's on the radio, and he's doing great. Thank God.
Good.
He straightened himself out, and, you know, I've always believed in him. I truly love the guy, but
that's great.
He has gone astray a few times.
David, I'm gonna cut you off just for a second,
because
I'm up against a break here, but I want to come back and talk about the show you're going to do at the Canyon Club tomorrow and what that's all about.
Yeah.
We'll give away some tickets to that, and we'll do much. I'm going to test your DJ skills on
you
Beat the Pump. Okay. This entertainment report brought to you by Pacific Sales. In addition to the already low factory direct prices at Pacific Sales, you'll find incredible deals and choices beyond compare at all 34 California Pacific Sales showrooms. It's 810 at K Earth 101.